It's an American musical film.
Hindi ko pa napapanood yan. Alam mo ba kung bakit?
Bakit?
Nawibiriduan kasi talaga ako sa mga movies na kumakanta ang mga tao sa lyrics. O sa mag-aabot lang ng baso, kumakanta. Alam mo, kahit yung mga, ano yan, yung Pussycat, Rent, hindi ko yan pinapanood.
Pussycat? Anong Pussycat? Cats, may cats.
Cats kasi.
Ah, cats.
Tag-inang Pussycat.
Hey, fellow adults. Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories and questions and sometimes expert advice on
adulting, self-development, finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing!
Woo! Hello, guys!
Hello!
We are back. We are recording another episode of It's an Adult Thing.
Yes, ito po si Carla.
At ito naman si Mika. At absent po ngayon si Madam Azel.
By the way, guys, bagamat malungkot kami ngayon na wala si Azel, this episode, we're super ecstatic and excited to announce that for our next episode, we'll be bringing Attorney Chel Diokno lang naman, ano, in the house, yo!
We are gonna talk about our fundamental rights. So, yun yung mga pag-uusapan natin. And the anti-terror law. So, watch out for that episode.
Pero for this episode,
yeah, okay.
Ang topic natin ay si Azel kasi wala siya eh. So, pag-usapan natin siya. Okay, yung tunay na. Ang topic natin ngayon ay film or movie recommendations. Mm. Bilang ang daming hobbies tsaka pastimes yung mga hindi natin pwedeng gawin ngayon, especially yung sa labas, di ba? Marami sa atin ngayon ang nagbababad sa Netflix and chilling instead. Yeah.
So, for this episode, while we're giving film and movie recommendations, we brought in an expert. Oh, tara. We invited a film and TV and TV commercial director who will also share the best films that he has seen. Okay, so ang guest natin ngayon, ang kapita-pitagang Randolph Longhas.
Yeah.
He is a director from Unitel and Straight Shooters. His first film, Ang Turkey Man Ay Paborin, was also an official entry to the first Cine Filipino Film Festival last 2013. A year later, that movie had a spin-off na sitcom, which was aired for a whole season under TV5. He eventually directed a mainstream film, Buy Now, Die Later, an official entry to the Metro Manila Film Festival last 2015 under Quantum Films. The movie won second Best Picture and Best Production Design. In 2016 naman, he directed star na si Van Damme Stallone. This is my favorite.
Me too! It's super good, guys.
It's another finalist for Cine Filipino. It won third Best Picture, Best Actress for Candy Pangiliran, and Best Supporting Actor for Isaac Aguirre. He is currently working on a movie right now with Black Sheep under ABS-CBN. Buhay pa ba ito, Dolph?
Well.
Sige, mamaya alamin natin yan. On the side, he creates commercials, TV shows, and digital content for brands. He has worked with Jollibee, Selecta, Bear Brand, TGP, PH Care, National Bookstore, Uber, the latest DOT commercials, etc. Palakpakan for Randolph Longhas!
Yay!
Also known as
Landorf Longhas!
Ito na po ang reveal.
Finally, nakapasok ako sa guesting.
Actually, this week, dapat si Chel Diokno. Pero since ngayon available si Dolph, sabi namin kay Chel, Attorney Chel, baka pwedeng next week ka na lang. Si Direk Randolph muna.
Please move aside.
No, hiya naman, Attorney Chel. Hi.
Magpa-slam book Q&A muna tayo, guys. Maikli lang, 3 questions lang. Kunyari, di tayo masyadong magkakakilala.
It's a quick game, Dolph.
Alright.
So you'll just have to answer easy slam book questions.
Okay, GGG. First question. Do you still remember the first ever film you watched in the cinema? Or if not, ano na lang yung earliest memory nyo ng panonood ng sine?
Ilagay muna natin to sa context kung taga saan ako, no?
O nga pala!
I grew up in Tacloban, and growing up nga, yung kami yung mga sinehan namin, yung mga tipong painting pa, yung mga posters, parang hanggang high school, ganun siya. And then the way for them to let people watch is through their posters. Eh, walang posters nung mga panahon na yon. So, lahat yun painting. So, pagandahan siya ng painting, kung sino yung kamukha ni Vic Soto na pinakamalapit, yun yung papanoorin ng mga tao. So, kung pangit yung drawing mo, parang, hindi ka panipaniwala. Ganun siya. So, yun. Nung drinowing naman yung Titanic, parang kami, pwede to. So, yun, Titanic. May barko. Pwede to. So, my first memory of watching a film is Titanic.
John.
We watch it as a family. Uh-huh. And parang syempre, na-surprise ako kasi I was probably grade 4 or grade 3. Tapos, ang naalala ko yung scene sa yung kamay na pumapanus-dos. Tapos parang, apat kami magkakapatid. So parang yung nanay ko, parang hirap-hirap to cover our eyes. Parang ano siya, sinuunan niya.
Yung tatay mo. Inuna niya yung tatay mo.
So yun yung naalala ko, Titanic. It's a bit late because yun nga, I grew up also na my family is not into movies. Mm-hmm.
More of into opera kayo, di ba?
More into Broadway daw sila eh.
So yun, ganun yung nangyari. Medyo late, and then even now, I'm as in insecure ako sa archiving of films kasi feeling ko parang growing up, I didn't have that much time keeping me updated, pero of course, parang it doesn't stop me na I still have the rest of my life to watch more films. So, parang okay naman na right now.
Yeah. Okay. Aww, hugs. Hugs, young Dolph. Ikaw, Ma'am Shinika.
For me, the first film that I ever saw in the cinema was Swan Princess. I don't know if you know that movie.
Ooh, yung cartoon ba to?
Yeah, the cartoon one. Ito yung cartoon spin-off ng Swan Lake. So yung tita ko pa yung nagdala sa akin. So first time kong manood ng sinehan. Ma'am, pag umupo ka pala sa sinehan, tumitiklop pala yung upuan. So, bata pa ako, maliit ako, 6 years old. Ma'am, pag upo ko, tumiklop yung upuan, napasok ako sa loob na.
Kinain yung upuan?
Oo, ma'am. May tumatahol na aso. Quiet! Quiet kayo dyan.
In fairness, nawala. Ang daling kausap ng aso.
Okay, anyway. So, yung time na yun, kung ewan ko kung naalala niyo or na-experience niyo rin, na yung sinehan, pwede kang umulit the next showing.
Parang yes, yes.
Not everyone has to leave the cinema after one schedule. Parang pwede kang maupo ulit at manood. So, yun, late kami dumating, so naupo kami ulit para mapanood siya from the top.
Cute!
How about you, Carla?
Akech naman, I'm not sure, pero sa pagkakaalala ko, either it's an Andrew E. film or maging sino ka man.
Ikaw na ikaw yun. Parang ako, no? Si Carla papanoorin.
Yun. May maging sino ka man, chinect ko sa IMDb. I was 5 years old when it was shown, so big chance na yun yung first film.
Ang galing nyo, ang babata nyong nakapanood.
Ganun talaga dito sa Manila.
Kasi sa probinsya, ang notion ng sine is pang drug addict siya, pang prostitution.
Uy, grabe ka!
So when I watch, parang nandiri din ako because of the floors, it was dirty.
Grabe ma!
Oo, may ganung notion sa amin.
Parang yung sa pelikula sa service.
Yes, it's similar to that. Ganun
grabe
siya.
Ka naman.
Kaya hindi nanonood ang mga tao. Nagkaroon lang ng real sinehan na parang legit. Alam niyo, yung parang kung ano nakita ko dito. Uh-oh. Nung nagkaroon ng Robinsons.
Okay.
Like 2009. Medyo super late kami in terms of cinemas. Sobrang super late. Even yung mga Metro Manila na yan, narinig lang namin yan sa TV.
Metro Manila Film Festival.
Parang kami, hindi kami makarelate na number one pa kami. Hindi umaabot yan dito. Ang Metro Manila film sa amin, umaabot na siya parang February na or last week of January. Tapos again, poster painting pa rin siya.
Yeah, yeah. Gets. I know, I think also why. Kasi diba nung time na yun, as in film, So, it has to be shown first in Manila. Tapos, itatransport pa yung rolls of film to get to the provinces. Yes. Hindi siya digital. Kaya,
yes.
Yun. Matagal yes. siya bago makarating.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Ang mahal kasing magpa-transfer. Magpa-duplicate ng film. Oo.
Yes. Ano yan? Pag sa probinsya, ang palabas, scratch na yung films. Sa sobrang dami, pinakapanood. Paulit-ulit.
I can relate.
Yes, kami yung mga tira-tira, guys. Kami yung lata.
Aww. I can relate. Okay. Next question.
Ito, direct, Momshi. What film have you rewatched the most? Go, Nika.
Pinaka maraming beses is, I don't know if you know this, but this is an old movie. It's 10 Things I Hate About You.
Akala ko 10 Commandments.
10 Commandments. Tatlong oras yun, Ben.
Kasi, tuwing Biyernes Santo kasi pinapalabas yun dati, di ba?
10 Things I Hate About You. Ano to, si Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger. Yung mga batang-bata pa sila, ganyan. Sobrang...
Yes.
Kasi hindi siya parang any other teen movie kasi the girl didn't have to make over herself just so the guy will like her. Eh, puro ganun yung mga teen movies dati na you have to change yourself just for someone else to like you. So, yun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it. Sige, who's next?
Sige, kasi ang totoo talaga niyan ay I don't watch a film the second or third time around.
Yo.
Weird. Oo, di weird. Kasi, siguro ang max mo na twice, pero never ako, wala akong movie na inuulit-ulit-ulit ever. Feeling ko din, nanggagaling siya sa, dahil nga, late bloomer ako sa panonood ng mga pelikula, parang I feel na, it's such a waste of time to watch a film all over again. If I can watch more films, as many as I can, yun ang gagawin ko. So, kung, to answer your question, siguro, ang pinaka, na ulit ko na is Shawshank Redemption. I remember watching it twice.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched it when I was younger. It is. It's one of my reco films. One of the best films that I've ever watched. And until now, parang ang recent kong papanood sa kanya is around 2 years ago and it still hits me. So I think it has that effect na parang, ah, okay, may ganung film pala din. Kahit ulitin mo, it's a different experience from the first time I watched it.
Ako naman, opposite nung ginagawa nito. Kasi if I wanna feel a certain emotion, meron akong sure na movie na, I'm sure this movie will make me feel kilig. I'm sure this will give me a happy ending. Different perspective yes. lang.
Bali, meron kang happy pill.
Yeah, film. Oo, meron. How about you, Carla?
Me, ang pinaka-rewatched film ko, alam niyo to, guys. White Chicks, guys. Seryoso. Bro, 100 times when I napanood yung White Chicks. And it made me the person that I am right now.
Kaya ka ganyan ngayon, kakapanood mo ng White Chicks pa ulit-ulit.
What a beautiful chocolate man.
Yeah.
Okay, for our last slam book Q&A. If you could unsee any film, what would it be? Yung shit, sana hindi ko na lang to napanood.
Oh God.
Alam mo ba, nagulat din ako kasi nagtitrend siya sa TikTok. Hindi ko alam na umabot na siya doon.
My God, may TikTok ka.
Oo, diba?
Yun ang takeaway ko.
Hindi nyo alam ano pakiramdam na lumaki sa poster ang painting sa pelikula. So ngayon, I will have to make sure na updated ako sa
making up
for yan, TikTok. Ah, ganito pala yun. Download! So, ayun. The film that probably... Actually, I don't want naman to unsee it. But I was really surprised. Mm. It's a movie by Gaspar Noé. Love. Have you seen it?
No. Mm, oh my... I have, but hindi ko siya tinapos kasi hindi ko kaya.
Kasi hindi ko kaya.
Bakit? Oh my
hindi
gosh.
Hindi ko kinaya.
Di ba?
Hindi dahil sa wholesome ako, ah. Ang ina, umay na umay ako. Umay na umay ako. Wala pang 1/4 ng film, umay na ako.
What the fuck? Why? I'm so fucking intrigued right now. I wanna watch it. Sige na, ikaw na, Carla. Go.
Ako naman, I remember almost walking out of the cinema kasi sobrang ayoko nang tapusin yung The Hills Have Eyes. It was super distressful. As in, ano yun eh? Slasher film. Rip-off siya ng Wrong Turn. Sobrang gory. And I'm just not a fan of gory films. Unless it's Saw or Resident Evil.
Mm-mm.
Pati yung Hostel, ayoko siya. Tang ina.
So, parang hindi mo kaya ang mga extreme horror films, no? Yung mga...
Hindi nga siya horror, yung gory. Ayoko ng mga gory. Kasi nag-stick yung image nila sa utak ko. Like, hanggang ngayon, naalala ko yung Hostel na ginupit yung nerves ng mata ng babae.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh God.
Tapos merong nag-uus na parang nana.
Oh my God, you know what I remember from Hostel? When the guy cut the back of his ankles. Tapos tumayo siya para maglakad. Oh my God! I fucking hate that scene.
Ang ganda kaya ng imagery nun.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Okay, anyway.
Ikaw, Nika.
So moving on from one gory film to another, yung sa akin naman, ayoko. Ito gusto ni Dolph tong pelikula na to, ewan ko pa dito. Galit ako.
Ano yan?
Midsommar.
Parang, you didn't like it?
I didn't like it. It looked good, but anong point nito? Anong may contribute niya sa buhay ko? Parang, anong kwento nito? Anong, pati yung emosyon ko, parang, ha? Huh? Hindi ako sumaya, hindi ako nalungkot, hindi ako nagalit. Ano lang. And it was 3 mm-hmm. fucking hours. Like, what the fuck?
Pero hindi ko naman siya favorite. Hindi naman sa pero I don't like it. Parang ganun.
So you agree? You agree that you like it?
Hindi naman. visuals niya maganda. Pero feeling ko it was overhyped lang.
It was. It is. Yeah. Okay, Docs.
Okay. Matungo na tayo sa totoong film recos natin.
Okay, okay. Let's get to it.
Round 1.
So the first film that I will recommend is really itong film na to ay lagi kong sinasabi sa mga friends ko, and every time I tell them na please watch this film, it really made me cry kasi sobrang mahirap din akong paiyakin sa mga pelikula. But I told them in one condition, please watch this not in the middle of the night or parang alam mo yun, parang alas 2 or alas 3 ng madaling araw, because for sure you will call me and you will be mad, and then you will just cry. Sabi ko, if you can watch this ng umaga or ng hapon or early evening, go ahead, because I'm available. I will answer your call. So the film is, it's actually a documentary, a Korean one. The title is My Love Don't Cross That River. It was directed by Mo Yong-jin, and it was aired noong 2013, but I just watched it a couple of years ago. And ang story niya about an old couple na pina-follow siya ng director for how many years. Tapos parang kung ano mangyayari sa kanila, kung sino yung unang mamamatay, at kung paano yung magiging buhay nila without it. Eh parang ang tagal nila as a couple. 76 years of marriage to 80, parang ganun.
Damn.
Ganun siya katagal. So sobrang, alam mo yun, yung after the movie, I've been crying after 30 minutes pa rin. Ganun siya kalala. Na parang ako, totoo pala ang pag-ibig. Totoo pala siya. Totoo siya.
Wow!
I swear. I parang ako talaga, nung na-capture yung moments na yon, na parang ako, ang sarap makahanap ng ganong klaseng pag-ibig that would stick all throughout you, you know, until your death. So yun, if you want to watch it, guys, My Love Don't Cross That River.
And for those na naghahanap rin ng true love like that, ang number po ni Randolph Longhas ay 0917.
Oh naman, sige. Pero yun, tingnan natin, sana mabuhay tayo ng ganun katagal. Pero seryoso talaga, ang ganda ng reality, yung pag-capture niya ng death ng ibang family members. Parang ibang level pala ang death ng kabiyak. More than anything else.
Alam mo, nakwento ko na yata sa inyo to. Share ko na rin sa listeners natin. Before, when I was living with my lola, lumipat na kasi ako ng bahay ngayon.
Mm.
But anyway, before, ang tagal na kasing beds ng lolo ko, na first crush and first love ni lola when she was like 16.
Aww.
before, kapag anniversary ni Lolo, tsaka ni Lola, I would catch my Lola looking at my Lolo's pictures sa album. Tapos hinihimas na yung album. Tapos maririnig ko pang may side comment doon. Oh. Gwapo talaga. Pogi talaga.
Oh my God, I love it.
Kinikilig pa rin siya.
I love it. Aww. That's so sweet.
Ang ganda, no? Parang ang ganda kasi ng pag-capture ng yung realness na pwedeng ibigay ng isang tao. So, parang kung gusto mo maniwala uli sa tao, sa kindness or sa love, it's a really good film that you should watch. And it's a docu, ha? Mind you, it's a docu. And it's very hard to shoot a docu kasi abangan mo siya. So, ilang years nilang sinushoot to.
Dolph and Mika, naalala niyo nung nashoot pa tayo ng weddings? Di ba wedding vows pa lang? Iyak na tayo ng iyak?
Oo.
Yung camera! Yung camera, sabi ko, paano ba ito hindi manginginig? Eh, sinisirap pa rin si Juan ko. Paano hindi manginginig yung
kamay? Nakakainis kaya yun, yung pagbukas mo ng pintuan, nakikita mo na yung bride, tapos maglalakad, parang, ba't ka umiiyak? Hindi naman ikaw yung kakasal.
So what more pa kung docu ng ganito? Parang gusto kong i-comfort yung dokumentarista tuloy.
Yun, feeling ko ang hirap din for the crew and for the director. Oh, definitely naka-establish na sila ng relationship. Eh, hindi nila naman pwedeng yakapin si Lol. Lol. Hindi ko nalang. Lol. Kung mamatay siya o hindi.
Muntik na yun.
So yun. Panoorin nyo, guys.
Ikaw, Nika. What's your first record?
Okay. My first movie recommendation is a Philip. Well, lahat naman ang isi-share ko tonight ay Filipino films.
So, oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, my first movie recommendation is Respeto.
Yeah!
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite Pinoy films also. Super solid.
Yes. It's an independent film starring Filipino hip-hop artist si Abra tsaka si Looney.
Uh-huh.
It was directed by Treb Monteras. Marami siyang tinouch na topic. Sobrang ang ganda niya. Una, I like it because maganda yung kwento and it's a social commentary on what's happening to the Philippines right now. So one of the main themes of the movie is drugs and the people living in the slums who peddle drugs, who buy drugs, etc., etc. It shows why people do it. Because sino ba naman ang gustong kumapit sa patilim at magbenta ng drugs willingly? Why will you risk your life for that? So parang it tells their stories and So, illegal settlers sila and sobrang powerful nung opening scene na ide-demolish yung barangay nila. Tapos, what they do to fight back. Ayoko mag-spoil eh kung ano yung ginawa. I don't know if you remember that scene.
I remember that.
Yeah, right? Like, okay, ano pa, parating na yung mga magde-demolish. Ganyan. So, nag-prepare sila ng mga armas nila to fend off the police. Anyway, so yun. Yeah. Ang galing din ng artista at performer, si Abra, si Looney, like I mentioned. Si Chai Funasher.
Who's the other best friend, the guy one?
Ives Bagadjong.
Ives Bagadjong. Okay, yun, ang galing nila. Tsaka si Dido de la Paz, yan.
Yung lolo?
Oo, siya yung lolo, na kapitbahay. Mga nagagaling na artista. It also gives you a preview of the abuse of power of the men in uniform in our country. Like mga soldiers, yung mga police, ganyan. And it also, meron din kasi siyang sneak preview of what happened to Dido. A man who was haunted by his traumas nung martial law time. So parang may preview ng nangyayari nung martial law, may preview ng nangyayari ngayon. Pinakita niya both all of that while including rap battles.
Yes.
So may mga, di ba may rap battles, sila kumakanta, nag-rap. Si Dido tumutula because it's the old version of rap battles. Parang makata. Parang, oh my God, ang cool pala tumula.
Balagtasan.
Ayun, ang galing. So yun. It's one of the best Filipino films that I've watched. Like, entertainment value, production value, story. Ang ganda. How about you, Carla? What's your movie recommendation?
A Catch naman. Actually, medyo inisip ko kung i-recommend ko pa ba ito. Feeling ko kasi napanood na ito ng lahat ng tao. But my recommendation, nonetheless, is The Matrix. Particularly the first film, 1999, si Keanu Reeves. Before he was John Wick, he was Neo of The Matrix. Ito yung earliest film na naaalala kong natulala ako after. Like, it really left me mind-fucked.
Mm-hmm. How old?
How old? 1999 siya. So, early teens ko siya napanood.
Okay.
Kasi VHS ko siya unang napanood din. So, maybe hindi ko siya 1999 napanood. Pero early teens for sure. Like, maybe 13, something.
Yung naalala ko lang sa The Matrix, parang yun yung nag-level up talaga sa game ng graphics.
Ah, yeah.
Parang yun lang naalala ko sa memory ko, na parang, wow, grabe, umiikot. Di ba parang ganun yung experience din eh.
Siyempre, kapag, guys, kapag pinanood nyo ngayon yung Matrix, this year is 2020 ha, siyempre pag pinanood nyo yung Matrix na ginawa nung 1999, feeling nyo, sobrang, bayan, dali lang yan eh. Pero given the technology that was available before, sobrang revolutionary ng Matrix. After lumabas ng Matrix, guys, seryoso, lahat ng action films, even non-action films na makita ko, merong Matrix shot, yung nag-slow-mo ng todo, tapos umiikot yung camera. Nagi siyang classic.
And it's still applicable until today.
Diba? It's timeless.
Mm-mm.
Ngayon nga rin, even the content, the story of The Matrix, meron akong renewed appreciation. Kasi mas nagre-resonate na siya ngayon sa buhay ko. Yung analogy niya, to be exact. Kasi diba yung story ng Matrix, Neo and his comrades woke up to the reality na yung reality nila before, illusion lang pala. Naka-plug in lang pala sila sa programmed reality ng previous civilization before them.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it all fucking makes sense because we all live in the Matrix. Because everything that we know, everything that we believe in, everything that was taught to us was just pre-programmed and preconditioned.
Mm-hmm.
So every fucking thing that we know programmed siya sa atin. We didn't seek for it. We didn't ask for it. Lahat. Like, religion. Gender roles. What we should wear. Yung conditioning natin sa capitalist culture na tinuruan tayo na consumption is life. That more is always better. And that everything can be measured through numbers. At marami pang iba. Mm-hmm. These things were not discovered by us. Wala pa tayong mawang. Yun na yung dinidiktik sa utak natin.
Yeah.
And to break free from all these imaginary shackles is to break free from the Matrix. To create your own reality that works best for you, that brings out the best in you, that I think is the ultimate hero's journey that hopefully most of us can take part in.
Parang gusto ko tuloy panoorin ulit yung The Matrix, Mom.
Yun nga eh. Parang ang tagal ko na siyang huling napanood. So, diba? It's not as clear anymore.
Yeah.
Parang now that you're saying it with passion, parang ako, oh, ganun talaga siya kaganda, no? Papanoorin ko nga ulit.
Tsaka kasi, ano ba malay natin doon? Ilang taon lang tayo nung una siyang pinalabas.
Iba rin yung experience when you watch a film for the first time.
Yes.
And then after some years, you watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, as a viewer, ibang tao ka na eh. So, iba na rin yung appreciation mo dun sa film na yun.
True. That's true. That's so true.
Eto, siyempre pa, may pa-crowdsource din tayo. Ano? Sabi ni Alan Bean, God on Trial. I think itong film na to ay British historical drama about Jewish people during the Holocaust. So, Nika, this is your thing.
Yeah.
Sabi naman ni Ralph Rodrigo, The Departed, action drama siya. Mafia movie, great storytelling, and heavy hitters ang cast. Sabi naman ni Yula Garzon, Along with the Gods, 1 and 2. Korean fantasy raw yun. Kung gusto mo tumawa at umiyak at the same time, panoorin mo raw yun. Sabi naman ni Kayna Sabay, Before Sunrise, cinema at its barest. I agree.
Oh, interesting. Ililista ko na yung mga yan. Okay, round 2.
Direk, anong second reco mo?
So, ang second film na i-recommend ko is a classical film. Natuwa din ako na napanood ko siya. It's black and white and all. Ganun siya kaluma. 1950 film. A Japanese film na ang title is Rashomon. Have you heard about it?
Kurosawa?
Yes, Akira Kurosawa.
How do you spell that?
Rashomon.
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 What I love about the film is that, di ba luma siya? Pero yung trope niya, yung bihis niya, yung structure niya, ay ginagamit siya ngayon. It's the ultimate search for the truth. So parang siya yung may version. Kaninong version to? Kunwari, ang opening scene niya kasi, parang may murder. Tapos kaninong perspective. Yeah. Hanggang ngayon, ginagamit siya. So parang nung pinapanood ko siya sa airplano ko pa yung pinapanood eh. Parang ako, hala, nung 1950, ang talino nila, ang galing. Ang ganda ng execution na parang you are convinced dun sa mga truth na binibigay every episode.
Every segment.
Yun yung sobrang feeling ko, nag-mark sa akin more than the, like, the, ito yung mga motion nila kasi parang may pagka-action film din siya, may pagka-ganito. More than everything else, for me, what stuck most is the structure of how to tell the story. Ang galing talaga na nakaisip na, oh, nga, yung search for the ultimate truth. Wala, nakakatuwa lang. Kaya, if you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's just like an hour and a half. Even the way they execute the, you know, mga galaw-galaw, yung mga arrows. Parang, hello, ang galing nila, 1950, paano nila ginawa yung pag-catch ng arrow? Parang wala siyang daya. Ang galing! Oh. Ang galing, 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 galing.
Okay, your next movie recommendation, Carla, share.
Okay, my next movie recommendation is Chicago. It's an American musical film.
Hindi ko pa napapanood yan.
Talaga ba?
Di pa.
Ano to? 2002. So I was in high school when this was released. It's very entertaining. It's grabe. Yung production value niya talaga is at its finest. Meron isang sequence doon. Well, lahat ng sequence niya maganda. Walang tapon. Pero yung favorite sequence ko doon, yung cell block tango. Like, seriously, tens of times ko na siya napanood. Siguro abot sa 100 time na. Kasi ang galing talaga. Kasi panis ang ASAP. Pero yung mga Korean variety shows, this one super good. Ang talino at saka ang busisi nung pagkagawa. And sobrang minimal yung graphics, yung visual effects nito. So pag pinanood mo yung prod niya, akala mo may mga effects-effects with live yun as if theater siya. Kasi original ng Chicago is Broadway.
Yeah.
Broadway.
Inadapt siya ni Direk Rob Marshall sa film and sobrang patok. I think, ano rin to eh, nag-uwi ng maraming Oscar award.
Hindi ko pa siya napapanood. Alam mo ba kung bakit?
Bakit?
Nawibigod doon kasi talaga ako sa mga movies na kumakanta ang mga tao sa lyrics. O sa, mag-aabot lang ng baso, kumakanta. Eh siguro nga, may ganun nga ako na pag kumakanta siya, parang may disconnect. Parang nahihirapan akong panoorin or paniwalaan ang isang pelikulang kumakanta sila lahat. Hindi ko alam kung bakit.
Pero kami kasi sa bahay ay grew up na nagkakantahan lagi.
Talaga ba, Carla? Sample naman dyan, no? Sample.
It's for another episode. Charot.
Feeling ko yung episode din, yun yung huling episode ng It's an Adult Thing.
Pero to be fair, sa mga movies na kumakanta, feeling ko naman sa kanila, yung talent is grabe naman na.
Pero i-touch doll, hindi siya yung biglang kakanta lang eh. Ang talino talaga ng pagka-incorporate nung Broadway factor dun sa film factor. Ang galing ng pagka-intertwine niya. Also, so production-wise, super love mo siya ha. And also, early high school ko to napanood eh. It was the first film na napanood ko which was amoral. Not immoral ah. Immoral kasi is against morality eh. Amoral meaning it doesn't talk about morality. Hindi siya normative. Hindi siya about good and evil. Hindi siya about bida versus kontrabida. It's about truth, meaning truth as in what really happened, and how the perception of truth can be manipulated to people's advantage. Sanay kasi ako before na, oh, may bida, syempre yung bida, yung good guy. Oh, may kontrabida, syempre yung bad guy. So huli, mananaig yung truth, mananaig yung good. Mm-hmm. So, simula nung napanood ko to, for me, nagkalamat, at an early age, wow, nagkalamat na tuloy yung kasabihan na in the end, mananaig ang katotohanan. Napaisip ako parang, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Kasi hanggang ngayon, nare-realize ko na, oh nga, no, not necessarily, in the end, nananaig ang kwentong gusto nating paniwalaan, regardless if it's true or not.
Kailangan mo na siyang panoorin doon para mag-gets
me. Panoorin mo kasi.
Chicago. Alam mo, kahit yung mga, ano yan, yung Pussycat, Rent, hindi ko yung pinapanood.
Pussycat? Anong Pussycat? Cats, may cats.
Cats kasi.
Ah, cats.
Tag-in ang Pussycat. Naisip ko si Nicole, ano, Scherzinger.
Pussycat Dolls?
Pussycat Dolls.
Ang pinanood ko na latest pa talaga, yung The Greatest Showman pala. Ah, okay yun. Napanood
That's
ko
a good
yun.
One.
Okay yun. Okay yun.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's good, Carla. It's good.
Sige, sige. Check out Chicago, Dolph, ano, babe?
Sige po. Sige po. I will.
Tonika.
My next recommendation is Barber's Tales. Have you seen this, guys?
Yes! It's a local film.
By the June Lala.
Yes. Eugene Domingo.
Yes, yon. So this was directed by June Lana. Grabe, mom, all-star cast po ito, ano? As in, bonggang-bonggalu. Mm-hmm. You have Eugene Domingo. You have Isa Calzado. Nandun din si Nora Honor at one point. Nandun si
Gladys Reyes.
Gladys Reyes. Sino yung lalaki? Sino yung mayor?
Buencamino.
Noni
Buencamino. Nico Manalo. Sue Prado. Jesse Mendoza. Mom, ang ganda ng all-star cast.
Lahat ng mga galing sa independent films, nagsama-sama sila.
I know.
Again, June Lana.
June Lana, mom, so ang powerful.
Yeah.
So, ang kwento nito, si Eugene, barbero yung asawa niya. Barbero, totoong barbero, nagugupit ng buhok, ha? Hindi yung barbero yung sinungaling.
Labo.
Namatay yung asawa niya, and Eugene had to take over his job as the barber of their small town. Because it's a small town movie. So, it was set in the 70s, panahon ng martial law, ganyan-ganyan. Noong time na yun, yung mga babae, hindi pa ganun ka-accepted na meron silang ibang trabaho, hindi pa sila ganun ka-empowered, etc. So, walang pupunta sa barbershop niya para magpagupit sa kanya kasi walang naniniwala na magaling siya. So, yun lang yung surface ng kwento, no? But it also has very strong martial law theme. Kasi doon sa barbershop niya, minsan may kinukup-kup sila na, or sa baryo nila, may mga kinukup-kup sila na rebelde na hinahabol ng mga militar at pinapatay ng militar. Moms, may isang eksena, moms, as in, parang ano ba to? Para sa hustisya ba to? O para lang maka-murder? Parang murder scene na to? Massacre na to? Parang ganun yung isang eksena dun sa pelikula. And it's also about how oppressed people cope and eventually how they will fight back in their own ways.
Alam mo, Nika, alala ko talaga yung line na to na sinabi ni Gladys Reyes na parang, ewan ko ba to sa asawa ko, parang kuneho, kantot ng kantot, parang ang dami na naming anak, hindi mapigilan. Tawa ako nun.
Naalala ko, oh my God.
Yun talaga yung nag-strike sa
akin. Oo. Tsaka, ma'am, alam mo, kawawa dun si Gladys kasi parang ayaw na niyang magkaanak. Hirap na siya, pero yung asawa niya, hindi. Sex pa rin tayo kasi gusto ko.
Parang every time magkikita sila, buntis siya.
Batang, ay nakawawa naman yung
babae. Sabi lang ako, oh my God, totoo to. Ang dami siguro ganito dati na ang ano lang, ala, sige, paramihan kayo.
Mams, hindi lang dati. Hanggang ngayon. Just say.
Totoo din naman. For me, it's one of ano Eugene Domingo's best performances. Yes. Galing niya doon.
Yeah. Sobra. True.
The nuances. Yeah. Sa paggupit pa lang, parang ako, in fairness, naniwala ko sa kanya na parang...
Hindi ako naniwala. Kasi barbero siya eh. Charot. Charot. Sobrang galing po ni Eugene Domingo.
Galing din. Ang galing na pelikula lang yan.
Okay. Before we go to our last round of recommendations, meron ding recommendations ang ating listeners. Sabi ni Gabs Gabriel, Patch Adams. It will make you cry, it will make you laugh, but most of all, it will restore your faith in humanity. This one naman from Agnes Cobillas, Freedom Writers. It's a true story and it's very inspirational, sabi niya. si Karen naman. Nako, very Karen Velarde itong nirecommend. Very Karen Velarde. She's dating a gangster. I shit the send. Joke. Hindi daw yun yung totoo niyang recommendation. Woo! Like, so, ang
uy, maganda kaya yun.
Oh, maganda yun.
I love it, ah. Except for the wig of Daniel Padilla. It's really good.
Pero ang totoong recommendation daw ni Karen Velarde is The Great Dictator, na ang bida ay si Charlie Chaplin. It's applicable sa lahat ng henerasyon. Another recommendation is from Dave De La Cruz, Chungking Express. Romantic movie siya. Ang raw at sincere ng movie. I love it so much.
I love Wong Kar-wai films.
Wong Kar-wai.
Ang sarap niyang magkwento.
Yes.
Another round of film recommendations.
Drek, ano ang pangatlo mong Rico?
Okay. This film, we watched when... Dun sa workshop ni Ricky Lee. Parang siya yung nagpapanood sa whole class.
Mm.
Nung napanood ko siya, parang these are the kinds of films that I want to make. In terms of storytelling, in terms of acting, in terms of everything, of mounting it and creating an impact to the viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So the title of the film is Central Station. So it's a Brazilian film. So sa kanila, they call it Central de Brasil. It's a 1998 film about there's a boy na who just lost his mom after magpasulat ng letter kasi ang daming illiterate. So, nagpapasulat lang sila ng letter sa taong yon na by the name of Dora, na si Dora is a...
Explorer yun, di ba?
Ah, sige, pasok natin si Dora na explorer.
Oh, God. So, oh, God.
Itong si Dora, as in siya yung tipong napakasungit na walang asawa, ganun level siya. And then, si Boy, by an accident, dahil he lost his mom, ang nangyari, sumama siya kay Dora. Ang pinapasulat niya kasing letter is a letter to his father na hindi pa umuwi, parang ganun, na nag-asawa na ng iba, etc., etc., may buhay na ng iba. So, ang ginawa ni Dora, there's a complete change of identity. Being a mother to a stranger. So, parang may, alam mo yun, nagkaroon ng journey yung character niya. And then, at the same time, itong si Boy shows the innocence of a kid and then parang just really looking for someone to love him, to have a family. Kung gusto nyong matuto sa identity changes ng isang character, Central Station ang perfect. Sa pelikula ka kasi, normally, when we follow a protagonist or an antagonist or kung may mga ibang characters, there's always character progression. Ang nangyayari, there is what we call parang, di ba, identity one. Ito yung pinapakita niya sa pelikula kung ano siya. And then he becomes someone, naging identity too. Tapos, meron pa pala siyang identity prior to that. So, ganun yung pinapakita niya. Parang to justify kung bakit siya ganito sa identity niya, kasi may identity siya prior to that. And what he or she becomes of after that.
Very impactful ang character development sa film. Because it's something that all of us can resonate with.
Sobra, yes, yes.
Diba? Sa buhay natin, hindi naman isa lang ang identity natin eh. Yeah. So, ang interesting siguro if sometime we can talk about happenings or factors in our lives that ignited our character changes.
Dive deeper sa pag-dissect ng mga characters kasi it will be really helpful. Na-applicable din siya in real life. Bakit kaya siya masungit? Oh, kasi siguro hindi siya nakakain.
I forgot kung saan ko nakuha itong piece of wisdom na to. Sa internet, for sure. Pero I forgot who said it. Kapag daw nakamit tayo ng difficult people, instead of asking what's wrong with him or what's wrong with her, might as well let's ask what happened to him that made him that grumpy?
Yes.
Or made her that sore? Para we're coming from a place of empathy rather than judgment.
Tama, tama. Okay. My next movie recommendation is Honor Thy Father, John Lloyd. Konting backgrounder, Honor Thy Father is directed by Eric Matty and written by Michiko Yamamoto, one of my favorite writers.
Me too. Seryoso, wala akong isang favorite Filipino director, pero meron akong isang favorite Filipino writer, and that's Michiko Yamamoto.
Yeah, ang galing. Sobrang goals ni Madam. Anyway, so, ang tagline ng Honor Thy Father is, ano ang kaya mong gawin para sa pamilya mo? O baka, ano ang hindi mo kayang gawin para sa kanila? Oh, bigat, di ba? So,
bigat.
Well, una, all-star cast siya. Ang galing ng mga artista, John Lloyd Cruz, Meryl Soriano, Yayo Aguila, Lander Vera Perez.
Of course, Tirso Cruz.
Nandun ba si Tirso Cruz? Ah, oo, Tirso Cruz.
Siya yung glory, glory is the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Siya doon. So, ang kwento nito is, si John Lloyd at si Meryl Soriano, they got mixed up in a Ponzi scam. And they pissed off the wrong people. They pissed people from their church. Si Meryl Soriano, medyo praise the Lord siya. So, they pissed off people from that church and they pissed off people who had a lot of money and who had a lot of guns. So, basically, yun yung kwento niya. And, moms, gumawa sila ng ano, underground cave. Production design, mom. Na binaha.
Ah, talaga? Hindi siya existing?
No, hindi siya existing cave. Mom, tapos binaha sila sa loob ng cave. Paano mo yun nagawa? Ang ganda. Wala lang, ang galing. May mga ipis-ipis pa, like real ipis. Anyway, ang galing niya. Ang ganda ng production design, makeup, prosthetics. Ang galing. Yon. Honor Thy Father. How about you, Carla? What's your next recommendation?
Yeah, my third recommendation. This is not even among the best films in my list, but it's something that every Filipino has to watch. Like, guys, do yourself a favor. Do our country a favor. Please watch this. It was originally produced for TV. Noong 1997, it is a documentary called Batas Militar.
Mm-hmm.
This is a documentary about sa mga kaganapan preceding and during the martial law days. So, yung rise to power ni Marcos hanggang downfall ng Marcoses. Tapos makikita mo ang daming recurring themes noon, pati ngayon, like the staged military emergency situation, mm-hmm. yung paglaganap ng cronies, yung mga nakapalibot na alipores, mm-hmm. the administration's war on media, yung pagmanipulate ng administration sa iba't ibang branches ng government para maging yeah. super centralized yung power, mm-hmm. yung unpunished corruption, also known as impunity. Impunity is the exemption from punishment and from consequences of harmful or unjust actions. And we've been seeing this forever, pero grabe ngayon. Pati yung lumobong utang ng bansa
yeah.
na desisyon ng mga nasa taas. Mm-hmm. So, it's all happening again.
Mm-hmm. Ang weird talaga ng mga Pilipino, regardless of how many films that we want to showcase about what had happened before, we still tend to forget.
Seryoso, naniniwala akong hindi bobo at hindi naive ang younger generation ng mga Pilipino. Marami lang talaga sa atin ang uninformed, if not misinformed.
Mm-mm. Tama. Totoo yan.
So please take it upon ourselves to research or view documentaries like this. As in, ano to ah, legit archived footage, hindi sila staged. Makikita nyo yung recorded history a few decades ago. And huwag kayo mag-expect ng super gandang quality na HD. Kasi guys, 1997 pa to. Pero ito yung unang documentary na sobrang nag-stick sa akin at nagpaggalit sa akin at nagpamulat sa akin sa injustices sa mundo, particularly dito sa bansa natin. So please watch it.
Have you watched Kingmaker? Watch it, guys.
Okay, I'm about to watch The Kingmaker also.
Yes, sobrang. Alam mo ba, again, I'm from Tacloban and most of our, you know, our friends and families are, you know, pro-Marcoses because we believe na nga, growing up, even sa history, sa education namin, we were taught na parang dinaanan lang na nag-dictator siya, na martial law was good, etc., etc. So we were I was misinformed. Feeling ko mali yung pagpapalaki sa akin in terms of history. And when I went to UP Diliman, when I went to UP, dun lang ako natuto na ang mali pala ng ginawa nilang lahat. And now it's my responsibility to learn more about what had happened through documentaries, through the ganyan-ganyan. And that's why I watch. And now that there's Netflix and there are other materials that are available online, like the recent Naswang, I really try to make sure that my family members will watch it. I send them a link. I don't want na pangunahan muna sila na guys, masasama sila, etc., etc. Watch it first and then you react. It's okay. Para hindi ako mapapagod na i-convince kayo na these kinds of art forms, like visual arts, speak the truth.
Kaya guys, panoorin nyo yung Batas Militar, The Kingmaker.
Kingmaker.
That's why.
I-remind ko lang, this budding dictatorship is not unprecedented. Nangyari na to before. So please, let's learn from the past.
Alright. Our last batch of crowdsourced movie recommendations, we have from Ina Morales Aurelio, The Red Violin and Joy Luck Club. They feature multicultural aspects all while maintaining a good storyline. This one is from Ice Valenzuela. She recommends Children of Heaven. Nakaka-touch. This is a Persian film. Nakaka-touch kasi ang story ng dalawang magkapatid na bata at ang sapatos nila.
Parang pang maalaala mo kaya, title,
ang sapatos.
To be fair ha, medyo revelation din to sa akin as I've been exposed to more films recently. Ang daming mga Middle Eastern films that are really good.
Ooh, okay, sige. Next, another recommendation from Tin Casanova, Miracle in Cell Number 7. It speaks a lot about the justice system and how it unfairly discriminates against the disenfranchised. Tapos, mabilis makarelate kasi bata rin yung isang main character. Another recommendation from Cabring Cabrera, The Room. Accidental dramatic comedy kasi.
Guys, may trending recommendations and this is also one of my favorite films. Actually, I think kayo nga yung pumirit sa akin na panoorin to. Three Idiots.
Yes!
Indian film. Nirecommend din tong Three Idiots ni Chin Badwa, ni Camille Fabrero. Sabi ni Fabi, Three Idiots because it's funny at nakakaiyak at nakakaantig ng puso. Sabi naman ni Catherine Bagay, Three Idiots pa rin. Standard Bollywood but golden. Not only is it funny, but also inspiring when it comes to following your heart and the reassurance that all is well. Actually, me also, I still use this all is well self-pep talk up to now. And ang inspiring din ng film for me kasi it shows everything that is twisted in the modern educational system. And education is something that's close to my heart. So, yeah. Malaki rin ang impact nitong film na to sa akin.
Okay. Siyempre, katulad ng book recommendations episode natin na pwede nilang pakinggan on Spotify. Hindi tayong matatahimik na tig 3 films lang ay re-recommend natin. Dahil dyan, let's do our 10-second recommendation. So, lightning round ito. Si Carla muna.
Sige, ako muna. 3, 2, 1, go. Ang pangarap kong Hold Up, Fight Club, 24/6, Kung Fu Hustle, Slumdog Millionaire, Schindler's List, El Crimen del Padre Amaro, and Magnifico.
Okay.
Who's next?
Ganda nun.
No? Sino? Ikaw ba? Nika, next?
Yep.
Alright. Timer starts.
Zomba Dings 1, Patayin sa Shokot si Remington. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, Metro Manila, Hidden Figures.
Shit, ang bilis!
Ready na po kayo, Direk? Okay po.
I will try. Game in 3, 2, 1, and action. Catch Me If You Can, Hachiko Like Father, Shoplifter, The Island of Cats, Groundhog Day, Happy Old Year, A Quiet Place, Lola Igna.
Alright! Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Can you tell us where can we watch your works or find out more about you?
Follow me
on Tinder.
Single po siya. Follow niyo po si Randolph Longhas. He even has a professional page Randolph is R-A-N-D-O-L-P-H. Longhas is Long Jazz.
Long Jazz, yes.
Yes.
Or hanapin niyo ako sa mga ano ni Carla at saka ni Nika. Friends kami.
Yeah.
Oh, mga 50% ng group photos namin ni Nika may Randolph. Kami rin guys, follow us also on social media, not just for updates, pero para rin makaparticipate kayo sa online adulting discussions namin. And dahil nga ang powerful ng recommendations, it would really, really be great if you could also tell your friends about this show para kasama natin sila sa adulting journey natin dito.
Yes. And our social media handles, if you want to participate in adulting discussions, you can check us out at It's an Adult Thing. You can catch more of our episodes in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Google Podcasts.
Muli po, ito si Carla,
Mika,
at ako po si Randall.
Your go-to buddies when you want to podcast and chill. Here in
It's an Adult Thing!